بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the أشعار of عارف بالله حضرت أقدس حضرت مولانا شاه حكيم محمد أقدس صاحب نور الله مرقده. The title is مرشد سيد الخاص دعاء. ساقيا جامع الفتح في لادي ساقيا جامع الفتح في لادي میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دعا دے روح کو میری ایسی جا دے ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہوں مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ہوں مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ساقیا جامع الفتح پلا دے ساقیا پیلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے اپنی آل سحر میں یہ کہنا اپنی آل سحر میں کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل ریبا دے اے خدا اپنی کامل ریبا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک علم تقوا کرم سے بنا دے اہل تقوی کرم سے بیان و آنربل الیاسی عزادہ شیخ عارف باللہ روم وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ which حضرت has presented beautifully in a dua form and حضرت is teaching us here what is the object and purpose of these مبارک gatherings which Allah تعالی has commanded یا ایوہ الذین آمنوا اتقوا اللہ وکونوا مع الصادقین that all people of ایمان You have become my friends, but get very close connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And where you will get this? In the sankhas, where you will find those true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you come here, come with an open heart. And for myself, first of all, a reminder and all of us, that our niyyah should be the islah of our nafs, the islah of ourselves. And thus we will get from our honorable Shaykh when we come with this intention. And then Hazrat says, one is you come with that intention, but you should even beg your Shaykh, Murshid said, Tarkhase dua, that our Shaykh, that this is the dua we are requesting you to make for us. And Hazrat then explained, that what you will get in the Khanka, it's not just a majlis that we come just to listen for a bayan, but this is a special, very special majlis of Islah. And Islah is that we make a firm intention of correcting our lives. Make tawbah and beg Allah Ta'ala to bring us onto the right path. And what you will get here, Saqiya, Jami, Ulfrat, Pilade, Miri Islah ki bhi dua de. Everybody is lost in the outside world. People are in the taverns. People are drinking today on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that time will come on every dastarkhan, there will be wine. And in different forms, so Allah Ta'ala save us that we should be careful and be conscious what we are drinking today. We really want the true wine of the love of Allah that will take us out all from our madness of this world. And this is where we should come in the company of our Shaykh and the Mashayikh and then beg from our Shaykh, Saqiya, Jami, Ulfat, Pilade. Beautifully the Mashayikh have turned the term, the Khankas, the place where you will get the drink of the love of Allah Ta'ala. So here we beg our Shaykh that and Hazrat has been giving us all this for years and years. But let myself ponder and all of us think, did I take one drop of it? Did one drop go into my life? And that we should all, myself, I should make
introspection and check myself that the goblets of the love of Allah Ta'ala are being poured out and dished out to all of us. But are we taking it? And then are we begging that, Hazrat, please, meri islah ki bhi dua de. One is you giving me the drink of the love of Allah Ta'ala, that is the true medicine to get connected to Allah Ta'ala and come out of this madness of this world and make dua for my islah. And we ourselves should ponder and think, today another day in my life passed, did I make dua for my islah? We have to be begging Allah Ta'ala to make dua for our, and begging Allah for our islah, and come here with this intention. And mashayikh, their hearts are open, they are making dua for us. But we should be requesting that dua also regularly. And what is that real dua of islah? Mere maula se mujhko mila de, aur gunaho se mujhko chura de. That, oh Allah, that, oh my shaykh, please give me that medicine, that now you connect me firmly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the real connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that now a person is concerned, every moment I mustn't live in the disobedience of Allah. Whatever I am doing, am I in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala or not? And the obedience of Allah Ta'ala is only the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person automatically will realize and ponder, is my life according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? From morning to night. And what is the reality of this? That gunao se mujhko chura de. That give me that firm medicine. And this is what we are getting here. Myself, we should ponder and think, as other teachers, we say, I went to the best specialist. He gave me very good medicine, but I put it in a nice glass cage in my at home, and I show everybody the medicine, but I'm not taking it myself. And this is my condition, unfortunately, that Allah give me tawfiq, that the real medicine is that our Shaykh is teaching us that our real enemy is nobody, it's not Israel, it's not America. Our enemy is our gunas, our sins. And this is what they are teaching us. They come out of this filthy way of life, which is rich, it's filth. Come out from there. And not only just that you come away from guna, you take this medicine in such a way that mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se. Rooh ko meri aisi dawa de. Give my soul. And this is our reality. Today we are all worried that how my outside looks. I think I've got a nice white kurta on, the khanka, topi, everything. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us our reality. One is you look into the mirror, then don't just look at your outward and realize your inward is your reality. And this is what this Islam majlis and this Islam majalis are all about. That Allahumma ja'al sarirati khayra min alaniyati. Wajal alaniyati saliha. That Allah make my ruh far better than my outside. And what is the sign that your ruh will be is coming correct? That your outside will be a pious appearance. That automatically you'll want to dress like your mashayikh, like your sheikh, and follow his way of life. So Hazrat teaches us that, oh Allah, give me not just that I stay away from sin, give me hatred of sin. That I just dislike sin. And when I see it, think of sin, it just makes me feel uneasy that how could I go through that path. And beg Allah for forgiveness. And this is what the mashayikh, their pain in their heart. How are people going towards to be in Jahannam and we don't realize? And this is sin. So we get this hatred for it. And this medicine we are being given here, the marifat of Allah, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah. Am I making my zikr every day with this intention that I'm taking out all the sin from my life? And Hazrat explains very beautifully that a person can be the thing that is close to Allah Ta'ala, but is living in a dream world. That fish karta hai dur manzil se. That when you get involved in sun, it will take you away far from your destination. Outwardly you'll think, I'm going to the khanka, I'm even giving bayan, etc. But myself, we should see our public life, private life especially. That agarche sheikh tira la sani. That you can have the best sheikh in the world, second to none. But the actual object, as Hazrat has taught us, that 1% of very strong inspiration will be given here, and the perspiration we have to make. Myself, we have to make the perspiration that I stay away from sin. And then also don't think that now I'm pure, I'm staying away from guna, because Satan's attack will be all the time on us. So, and then we make dua and we ask our Hazrat to make this dua for us. Ho taqaza agar maasiyat ka, ہو نہ مغلوب ہمت خدا دیں. That in the beginning, our outward sins, that we are casting evil glances, etc., and we are going to wrong places. We come here, we take a medicine, we find we now going away from those things. Then Satan makes another attack, that now, no, you are pious. So he has dropped us totally. And then Satan makes another attack, no, you're giving bayan, etc. So all these terrible diseases of the heart, which today we are not even concerned about. And that is why the fikr of Hazrat in this age of ease also, and this worry, this Islahi Jalsa, it's not just a Jalsa, it's a very, very important spiritual hospital. That myself, all of us should realize that Islah is faraz. Like how Namaz is faraz, our Islah is faraz. And without a spiritual sheikh, a spiritual doctor, our Islah cannot take place. So we should make a lot of shukr, and make shukr for our Hazrat's health, that we get the spiritual health, that we stay away from all this evil. And so we beg, Ya Allah, that the demand of sun will come every now and then. Shaitan will bring this attacks upon us. But who na maghloob himmat khuda de. That, oh Allah, that courage that you have given me, that I shouldn't be overpowered by sun. And like Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Hakim ul-Ummat, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah has mentioned, Allah has given every person that courage, that himmat. So you can use your himmat, and then Allah will give you the force of malaika to be what you. And if you don't use your courage, and I say I can't help it, I just fall into sun. It's not you can't help it. Our Dada Sheikh says you are himmat chore. Don't be like a fox. Yet in front of our mashayikh we act pious. And when we are alone, then we are falling into the traps. Allah save me, all of us. And then when a person is worried about this, that Ya Allah, save me from guna, let me have here the nafrat for it, and don't let me be overpowered by sun. Then together with that, middle of the night, Allah wakes you up, and our mashayikh are making this dua for us, and we beg for this dua, apni aahe sahar mein ye kehna, ye khuda apni kamil raza de. What is the object and purpose of this majlis? Middle of the night you get up, and take that deep sigh of regret. Allah, Ya Allah, how did I spend my life? You gave me my life. You are taking care of me. You know I'm the worst sinner on the face of the earth. Yet Allah, you're giving me so much of your bounties. But Allah, what I really want is your kamil rada, your perfect happiness. And that is the main object of life. وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. When Allah Ta'ala is pleased with us, the mashayikh begs that Allah, when you're very happy with me, take my life in that condition. Wherever I may be, better in Medina Sharif. But a person can be right in Medina Sharif and is living in the wrath of Allah, then what is the good of such a death? So the main thing is we beg for the pleasure and the happiness of Allah, and this will only come when we follow the sunnahs of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and make every effort to stay away from sin. And then a person can then beg Allah Ta'ala, chain ki neen mushku sula de, khab ghaflat se mushku jaga de. That, oh my Shaykh, teach me that how I get that peaceful sleep in the qabr. And that is such a sleep, nam ka nawma til arus. That the malaika will say, you made an effort, you made sabr, and you stayed away from guna. Now sleep like how a bride and groom sleeps. That is the sleep we have to be looking forward to. But when we will get that, khabi ghaflat se mushku jaga de. Wake me up from this. But this life of mine, that I'm living a dream world, that I think I'm a Khalifa, I think I'm a Sheikh, I think I'm okay, but I'm far from reality. As we learn in the end, our Hazrat and all the Mashayikh, and forget the Mashayikh, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, their concern and their worry. We mustn't be living in a dream world, that I think I'm okay, I think I'm making my zikr. But every day we have to check, take stock of our life. Am I getting connection with Allah Ta'ala and stronger or not? And when will this come? Just mujhko ae mere malik, ehle taqwa karam se bana de. A person can realize all my effort, it's zero, it's minus. So all we can beg Allah, that oh Allah, you just pull me towards you. Allah yajtabi may yasha ilayhi wa yahdi ilayhi may yuneed. That Allah pulls to whoever He desires. And our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that read this ayat and say, Ya Allah, make me among those that you desire. That I'm too weak, I'm just failing every day. I try for my Islam, but I'm failing. My mashayikh are making dua for me, but I'm just useless. Oh Allah, out of your special kindness, make me amongst the people of taqwa. And this is what is the object and purpose of life. And the object of this majalis and this islahi jalsa, that taqwa comes in my heart. That love of Allah Ta'ala, that you fear for a moment, I mustn't make my Allah happy. And I must be looking forward to meet Allah. Allah Ta'ala must be happy to meet me. And as a person progresses, the more we get the ma'rifat of Allah Ta'ala here and the love of Allah, man arafa rabba faqad arafa nafsa. The more you get an iota of the ma'rifat of Allah, you realize I'm the worst filth in the on the earth. Not even a speck in the creation of Allah. And then as Hazrat teaches us here, taking His name, but actually is a reality for myself and all of us, all taking our own names, apne Akhtar ko, apne Abdurrahman ko ruswa na karna. That, oh Allah, on that day, when Allahu Akbar, Yawma tubla sarair, it was read, and we should think, did I ponder when this ayat was read? Yawma tubla sarair. In the Isha Namaz it was read, the day when the secrets will be opened up. Everybody will see our reality. So this is what we should be worried at. This is Islam all about. That day Allah must not open the, my reality. Uske aibo ko ya Rab chupa de. And Hazrat has taught us so beautifully. Make the muraqabah in the morning when you get up. Ya Allah, you sattarul uyub. You covered my fault. Even my wife don't know what evils I'm thinking of. And why? Because you ghaffaru zunub. You want me to make tawbah and you want to cover my fault. So like you covered it in this world, cover it in the year after. But for that we have to take this medicine and we have to take this the nur and the taqwa from the heart of our Shaykh and beg Allah Ta'ala for this reality. Allah give us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. From the kitab Hayatul Muslimin, chapter number 15, giving charity other than zakat. Zakat is a compulsory obligation. One should not feel released from all other acts of charity once zakat is paid. There are many avenues of charity in which it is essential to spend on various occasions. After having paid zakat, one should not become heartless and refrain from other acts of charity. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, undoubtedly, besides the obligation of zakat, there are other rights too in wealth. And in substantiation of this claim, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the verse, لَيْسَ الْبِرَّ أَن تُوَلُّوا وُجُوَكُمْ. And in there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَآتَ الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ. A person who gives money, despite having love for it, to his family members, to the orphans, to the poor people, to the travelers, to those who are beggars, to free slaves, and وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ. He performs salat and he gives zakat. So in this ayat, Allah ta'ala mentions zakat, as well as other forms of charity for special occasions. Assisting those in debt, lending things to others, and other forms of charitable acts come within the scope of the above verse and hadith. Things of little value, that is in terms of material wealth, should be given without asking for their return. Another ayat of the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala mentions, spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Another ayat, who will give a beautiful loan to Allah Ta'ala with sincerity. Another verse, you can never attain piety until you spend from that which you love. Whatever you spend, Allah Ta'ala knows well. Another verse, that Jannat has been prepared for those who fear Allah. Such people who spend in the path of Allah in prosperity and in adversity. Another verse, verily Allah Ta'ala has first purchased the lives and wealth of the believers in return for Jannat. Another verse, whatever they spend, be it little or much in the path of Allah, and whatever distance they travel in the path of Allah, are recorded for them. So that Allah Ta'ala grants them the best of rewards for their deeds. Another verse Allah Ta'ala says, fulfill the rights of relatives, of the needy and the traveler. Another verse, whatever you spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will compensate it. And the people of the Abrar, the pious people, they feed the orphans and the captives because of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Besides these verses, there are many, many other verses which speak about the virtue of spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala, other than by means of zakat. In the hadith also Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, that Allah Ta'ala says, O son of Adam, spend, I too shall spend on you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam also said, beware of the love of wealth, such greed has destroyed people before you. Hazrat Abu Sa'id radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, spending one dirham in one's lifetime is superior to spending 100 dirhams at the time of one's death. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hastening charity, for charity prevents the affliction of calamities. Removes a person from falling into calamities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.